WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KE8CVX. KE8CZX Mobile. And good afternoon from WUH-JDE Mobile. W8KZE, I believe you said. This is KE8CZX. Haven't been mobile in a bit because the kid has been using my car most of the time, so I took that radio out of it because it was kind of in her way. And about Christmas time, I picked up a couple of HTs, two of them, the Retivius or Retivius, however you say it, for like $25 for two of them. And I dug out my original mag mount antenna that I got when I got my first Baofeng HT and was doing mobile with that, and just thought I'd see if this works while I'm on my way into my side gig.
Very good to meet you, John. This is Whiskey 8 Juliet, Del Echo. We're in Bay City. Doing some running around right now, also on an HT, but without an outside antenna. The mobile radio's in the back seat somewhere, and I just did not feel like digging it out.
Copy that. It's a little choppy, but you're actually doing pretty good, I would think, for a mobile radio inside the car without an outside antenna. I'm in the Burton area, and I'm about a mile or so from the antenna for this repeater in town here.
Very good. Which repeater are you going to?
The 147.38.
Yes, the great 38. I know it well. Of course, we're on the 3-1 repeater up here. And probably will be digging the radio up eventually. It's going to be in Bay City one more day before we go back home. We live up in the Gladwin area.
Yeah, copy that. We're heading soon to the other side of the state there, a little north of a remote HF radio I use through EHAMS. I use that one, and I use one in town here as well for HF because I don't have my own HF rig just yet. transmission was almost all static and noise. Must be your location.
See if we make it now. I'm trying to move the adapter for the AC out. I do have a couple of the 10-watt ACs. I probably should dig one of them out and turn it on. This is the tri-band, the 440, 220, and 2-meter TH-350. And I don't even know how much it puts out. It probably does about 4 watts.
Copy that. I think this radio, the box says that it's 5 watts, but I'm not too sure. I just cruising along and looking forward to some time off in the next few days.
Yeah, you must have an unusual shift to get days off in the middle of the week. I used to do that too. I had no idea when days were off or would be off until like, you know, the week before, so you really couldn't plan much.
Yeah, well, I'm a school teacher, so we're on spring break, but first half of the week here, I'm still working my side gig until we can take off and have some relaxation time.
Copy that. Where do you teach at?
Yeah, I didn't copy that last bit, but I was saying I'm teach school and then I work a side gig, and right now we're on spring break from the school, and today and tomorrow I work my side gig and then I get to have some relaxation time.
Yeah, copy that. Where do you teach at?
I teach in Davison at the high school. I'm a special education teacher.
Copy that. My kids used to go to Davison. You know, very well. I used to live in Bellmead Subdivision.
Copy that. When were your kids in school? I graduated in 91.
Oh, man. The two that went to Davison, that would have been good. They're in their 40s now, so, yeah, that was a while ago.
Okay, so they probably graduated a little bit after me. May have gone with my younger brother and sister.
Yeah, I like Davison. It wasn't that bad. All right, we are where we need to be, so I'm going to shut her down, and maybe we'll catch you later on out here. Have a nice vacation. This is WHJDE Mobile.
KDH-IGL, send and receive test.
WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RVN, KB8RVT.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
W-A-A-W-Q-U.
K-E-8-C-Z-X. How am I making this repeater?
Very good, Chris. Yeah, you got a winner.
Well, that's pretty good. That's, like I said, these two radios were like $25 like right around Black Friday, Cyber Monday, or whatever. They're with Tivis or something like that. And I figured, you know, even if they would only go across the yard or in the neighborhood, that's not too bad.
How do you have the coax routed? Is it just from the roof mag mount? Through the driver's side door and over your lap or what?
Yeah, this particular antenna has the mini coax, and it's going right behind the bar for the driver's side. Just 1 second. Yeah, so she came to tell me I should have peed at the window where nobody was standing. So I drove by because nobody was there. But anyway, it has the mini coax, and I have it going in the front part of the slider door right behind the driver's seat, and just goes behind the driver's seat, and I put the radio in the cup holder.
Okay, the coax goes behind your seat then, right?
Yeah, behind the seat, and then just up along the side and the cup holder.
Yeah,
nice when they have a cup holder for the EHD and they have a cup holder for the extra battery, because at the worst time, that's when you need that new battery, and that got to be handy.
Yeah, either that or I just charge up both radios and switch radios.
Wow, that's something I never really thought about. Switching radios is a whole lot better than switching batteries.
Yeah, I got a Baofeng radio for Christmas 2 years ago that I haven't tried yet with the mag mount antenna, but it's supposed to be, they sell it as a 10-watt radio, but I think it's supposed to be 8 watts.
So both radios are not identical though, right?
The two I bought on Black Friday are identical, and then that was this year that I got these, but Secret Santa gift, one of the things I put on there was the Baofeng 8-watt radio, and so that one I got 2 years ago from my Secret Santa at work. And this here is the part where I used to always hear the flutter with my other radio, so I'm wondering if you're hearing fluttering right now.
Yeah, I'm not usually around this time of night. I just was ended up watching TV here and didn't head out to either the den or the bedroom. So, gosh, it's been a while since I've heard you.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've had a radio in the car. And with the rubber ducky in my yard, my radio doesn't work very well. And I haven't been down in my office in quite a while. And when I am down there, I'm usually using Clayton's remote, doing some HF. But I am just pulling into the driveway here. You'll probably hear some of that flutter or picket fencing that you usually hear when I pull in the driveway. But it's good talking to you, and thanks for the comeback so I could get a signal report on how I'm doing with this. KE8CZX, and I'll be clear with your final.
Okay, Chris. I'm glad I suggested trying the second repeater, too. Now you know both of them are accessible. 73s. Happy, healthy, and a safe one. WA8WQQRT.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.